Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Owners and operators, I want to help you do an end-of-year performance review. I want to share with you what I go over with my clients to kind of wrap up your year and then compare it to previous years and set up a standard for next year, all coming up in this video right here, right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. And that's right, it's the end of the year, it's December. If we haven't already, it is definitely time to start thinking about next year and the years after that, as well as doing a performance review, just kind of looking at what we did last year. So let's get a head start on that right now, before we end the year and then we just start getting caught up in the mess of next year. So now would be a great time for you to put some things on paper that on January 2nd or January 3rd, whatever your first day back at work in the new year is, you want to start filling this out and creating a standard going forward so you can compare year to year these factors, maybe even quarterly to quarterly. But first, let's just start with kind of the six basic financials. Now, I always want to say, whenever we're talking about financials here, I would rather have bigger categories, less data that's more accurate and more actionable than big data sets with highly detailed, highly in-depth numbers and analysis that is possibly not accurate, or I don't know how to act on it or don't know what to do with that. I get on the phone with restaurant owners and they share with me spreadsheet after spreadsheet after spreadsheet of data. And then I ask the question, what do you do with all this? And they're like, I don't really know. Chances are they read an article somewhere, they read a book somewhere, they went to some seminar somewhere, they got convinced by some big software company that they need some big, expensive, complex software tool. They need to take inventory to control their costs, and they need this and they need that. And then they end up with so much data, they don't even know what to do with it. In fact, just earlier today when I filmed this video, I was on the phone with a restaurant accountant who is complaining about this himself. He gives his clients all this data, but then they don't act on it. And so he and I were trying to develop more of a flash report, a simpler report, something more like what we do in our software ClickBake, and to just keep things really simple and really straightforward. So again, let me just quickly share this with you. So first is, what was your cost of goods sold? Now, if you have the ability to break down your cost of goods sold per category, food, beer, wine, liquor, even better. But if not, just what's your cost of goods sold? And if you don't take inventory, that's great. I hate taking inventory. Unless you're doing like $10 million a year in your restaurant, you shouldn't be taking inventory. But all you really have to do is just, what were your year-end purchases on food and beer and wine and liquor divided by your year-end sales? And there's your cost of goods sold. It's really that simple. We can do the same for labor costs. How much money did you spend on labor? What were your total sales? And boom, there's your labor costs. Just make sure you include taxes, benefits, insurance, and stuff in that. And once we have those two numbers, we now have prime costs, which is the third thing that you need to be measuring. Prime cost. I'll go over some of these in a second of what we're looking for here. The fourth thing that you need to have is your controllable expenses or direct operating expenses. These are not things like gas and utilities, telephone. Those are fixed expenses. Controllable expenses are the things that are, I'm sorry, not fixed expenses. Those are non-controllable expenses. I said fixed expenses, I meant non-controllable expenses. The things that I care about here are controllable expenses. Your controllable expenses are things like chemical purchases, paper goods, repairs and maintenance, janitorial supplies, stuff like that, where it's not a cost of goods sold, but it's definitely related to how busy you are and you can definitely control it. I don't want to get into too much of a conversation about what a direct operating expense is or what it isn't. I have other videos on that. Just Google the Restaurant Boss direct operating expenses and you'll find all those, or we'll link them to here, or we have a playlist or something for you. But for now, just you need to know what your direct operating expenses are, your controllable expenses. And now we can get the fifth number for us, which is going to be what I call restaurant controllable cost. Now, when we take our cost of goods sold and our labor costs and our direct operating expenses and add them up, we get restaurant controllable costs. Now, I used to teach for like 8 years, prime cost is the most important number in your restaurant. But over the last couple of years, I've really started adjusting that. And now what I teach is restaurant controllable cost. Restaurant controllable cost is the most important number in your restaurant. And that's number five. And then number six is your per person average. I know a lot of you can't calculate per person average because you work on guest checks. If that's the best you can do, that's fine. But if you can figure out a way to get your per person average, it is so much more powerful and so much more applicable to growing your restaurant and knowing if you're growing or not. Because a lot of times I work with a lot of clients, when we do our year-end analysis, we find that maybe their sales were up by 8, 10, 12%, but their guest counts were down or flat. So that's not growth, that's just you increased prices this year. Your sales went up because you increased prices, but you didn't grow. The way that I'm gonna measure your growth is on your guest counts and your guest average. If I know how many guests you served last year and I know your sales, I can figure out your guest average. What I wanna make sure of is not just that my guest average is going up, but that my guest counts are going up. Because if my guest counts are going up, then I know my business is continuing to grow. It's not just staying flat and only growing based on menu increase prices. So let's go over those six things again really quick. We have cost of goods sold, labor cost. Those two together equal prime cost. Then controllable expenses or direct operating expenses. Then we add in those direct operating expenses to the cost of goods sold and the labor cost, and we end up with restaurant controllable cost, which is number five. And then number six is your per person average. Now, really quickly, quick review here. I don't really know what your cost of goods sold or your labor cost should be, 30, 30, whatever, maybe 35, 25, I don't know. I always say to people, if anyone tells you what your food cost should be or your cost of goods sold or your labor cost, fire them immediately because they don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what your food cost should be. What I do know is that your prime cost, when you put those two together, your cost of goods sold and your labor cost should be less than 60%. I shoot for 55 with clients, but should be less than 60%. Then when we add in our direct operating expenses, we should be right around 65 to 68% at the most. We're really shooting for about a 68% RCC. That's all in. That's repairs, maintenance, janitorial, chemicals, everything included in that number. Now that leaves you with about 30 to 35% that you can have your fixed expenses, your rent, your marketing, your utilities, your insurance, and then still have some room for profit. So that's on the kind of financial side. Now there's four other things that I like to include when we do our year-end performance review, and that is employee turnover. How often did you turn over employees? How many employees do you have divided by how many employees you hired, and give yourself an employee turnover rate. So that way you know how many employees you've turned over this year. Sometimes you might have a 4, 4.5 turnover, which means that you've gone through four times the amount of employees that you actually have on your team. We need to be keeping track of that. Another thing is the average length of employment. Now, average length of employment should go up every year that you're open, but sometimes it doesn't. And I know this year was an especially tough year, but all the more reason why we need to be keeping track of that. Another thing that I want you to keep track of and to do a year-end review is going to be your average rating on the major review sites, Google, Facebook, Yelp. If you're using DoorDash, DoorDash, if you're using Uber Eats, Uber Eats, those are all what I would consider major review sites. So what's your average rating on those sites? And then how many reviews do you have on those sites? These 10 items, and that's it, it's 10 items. If you can keep track of these 10 items every year and compare them to the previous year just to make yourself aware of them, if you can keep track of these 10 items every quarter or even every month, would be all that much better. But this is the general process I go through when I'm doing a year-end review with a client or with anyone that is seeking some help. And this is something that you should be doing in your restaurant and keeping track of. I know today's video went a little bit long, but I felt it was very important. The last thing I just want to add here is if you need help tracking those financials, if you haven't checked out ClickBacon, we are doing some really amazing fun things with ClickBacon. Go to clickbacon.com and check it out. We've updated our dashboard. We've created a mobile app. We've created an integration with QuickBooks. We're working on more integrations right now, but We are really trying to make ClickBank the absolute simplest, absolute easiest, absolute most powerful and effective low cost tool for your average everyday restaurant to keep track of these metrics as well as a few other of the most important metrics. If you're looking for a full inventory system, one, why are you looking for a full inventory system unless you're doing like $10 million a year? And two, ClickBank's not for you. Doesn't do all that crazy, fancy, ridiculously hard, expensive stuff. ClickBank is straightforward, easy to use, incredibly powerful. We have some awesome tools in there that can help you out. Again, I don't want to get into it too much here. Just check out clickbacon.com. Shoot us an email, support@therestaurantboss.com, and we can fill you in a little bit more to see if that's the right fit for you. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. My name is Ryan Gromfin, and remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.